Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Bears are out of hibernation and are now in the hunt. How do the Bears size up against the rest of the teams in the league?
We might have been waiting on the wrong team to take off. Maybe it's the Chicago Bears that we need to put that conversation of a team that's ready to make a run.
We break it all down on In the Hunt with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
It still sounds like a bear belching, but I know that bears are scary and I'm not supposed to pet them. Probably still going to die trying to pet a bear someday. Whatever. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And yes, we examine it this time. Who's in the hunt? The playoff hunt? Who's challenging the Bears? What's happening? Well, we started to look at the schedule yesterday. That is the NFL schedule for its final week. And Marshall Harris made the observation that, well, pure chaos can ensue.
Chaos, I
tell you.
I like chaos. Do you like chaos?
Of course.
But you like other people's chaos more than your own chaos, right?
Not necessarily.
What? That is the wrong answer, Layla Rahimi.
Oh, I drive into chaos.
Let's talk about this. So here's how this started for me. I was just simply taking a look at the schedule, and you know, we're announcing games that are going to be happening in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, oh, you know, the Bears are set up pretty nice. You got this noon, can you get past 0 degrees kick against the Cleveland Browns?
Thank God it's at noon.
Yeah, think if that was a night game.
Oh, God. Or even a 3:25.
It would not be.
The sun sets at like 3:30 these days.
It would not be appealing.
Barf.
So I'm looking at that, and I was like, oh, okay, so the Bears have this game, and then they've got a Saturday night game against the Packers at home. Then they go on the road for Sunday night football against the Niners. And then after that, there's only one more game left. It's week 18. And you know what? Technically, they could be playing the Lions for the division title. It could be for a wild card spot. Who knows? Got a lot of games, three of them, before we get to that last game. And I was like, oh, it's TBD because every game right now in week 18 is to be determined as far as what time it's going to be.
Indeed. They all just say TBD, all willy-nilly.
So here's what you need to know. In addition to the normal slate, which is, of course, the 1 o'clock window, then the 3 o'clock window, technically 3:25 for that last game, and then Sunday night football, there's a Saturday doubleheader. Like, so super national window doubleheader that will take place in the late window, like the 4:25 area, and then the 8 o'clock start, or 3:25 and 7 o'clock start.
Yeah, they just announced the one for the week 17.
Right. So there's another one of those, and it's just like, could the Bears get three, like, primetime standalone games in a row. I was like, oh, they're playing the Lions. That sounds like a sure thing, right?
For the career? In a row?
That sounds like a sure thing, right? The Bears-Lions, it would be a prime matchup. But then I started looking at everybody else's games, and I realized, oh, wait, everyone has a division opponent that weekend. And I submit to you 6 different games now that will be vying for those 3 standalone windows I was just talking about. The Saturday doubleheader and then the Sunday night football.
Wait a second. Are you saying that the NFL planned this? Like, per se, there's a script?
This could be very well scripted. Not going to lie. Don't know what's going
to
happen.
The schedule sure as hell looks to be scripted.
I did not get the manuscript to read before this segment, but I'm sure it is fascinating and phenomenal.
The league will tell you what to say.
So it's Lions Bears, as I mentioned. Also of note, you've got in the AFC West, the first and second place teams scheduled to go head to head in the Chargers and the Broncos.
Well, hell, that's going to be great. That's going to be an excellent game that I will tune in to watch.
What about this one? How do you feel about, I don't know, the Colts and Uncle Phil against the Texans for possibly a wild card spot and or the AFC South title.
You did not call him Uncle Phil.
Is he not Uncle Phil?
Colts and Texans very well now could be at least a division decider, if not deciding the division winner.
3-team race there. The Jaguars are
some sort of seeding will be on the line.
Exactly.
That's not the promo I'm going to write. That's not good enough. Some sort of seeding will be on the line.
I don't know if you know, but over in the AFC North, the teams in first and second place, it's the Steelers and the Ravens, and they're separated by a game. Guess who's playing in week 18? Oh, yeah, that's right. Ravens at the Steelers.
So now we've got 3 games that could decide the division winner.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 if you count Lions Bears.
So 4 and counting.
I'm not done. Also in the NFC West, can I interest you in perhaps a meeting between the Seahawks and the 49ers who have 1 game separating them?
Oh, hell.
So you see what I'm saying? What I thought was going to be a sure thing, less sure. But also, this might be the most interesting of them all, because in the NFC South, today they have the same record, 7-6 versus 7-6. It's the Panthers and it's the Buccaneers.
Someone has to win.
Someone has to win.
Someone has to take that division. I don't make the rules. The NFL does. It is a ridiculous slate when you think about it, because this is the reason I think this concept is the reason they decided to start flexing games. How would you not say that this goes into it? Now, does it interest you at all, Marshall, that when the NFL finalized the Week 17 schedule and Saturday we'll have the doubleheader with the Texans and the Chargers on NFL Network, and then the Peacock game is Ravens and Packers? Do you think that factors in at all to what the NFL decides to do in that final week?
The question I guess I'm trying to figure out is, when do they have to make that schedule final by? Do they have to wait until week 16, like the middle of week 16, or will they do it earlier? Because you're saying week 17 just got decided, right?
Yeah, but that was because I think the games have to, you know, the Saturday games.
Yeah, well, there's Saturday games here in week 18 too, so that's what I'm trying to figure
and
out.
That could very well happen again, where the Bears get pushed to a Saturday game.
Okay. Are you good with that? That's my other question. Are you good with it?
Okay,
so
the schedule for week 18 will be announced at the conclusion of week 17.
Oh, so we won't know until week 17
is over.
Oh, my
God.
That's like after Monday Night Football? Is that what you're saying?
This is the whole ass NFL.com. It says 2025 flexible scheduling procedures and scheduling for week 18 allows teams to play their way onto primetime. Well, you wrote the script, so everybody's on primetime. So, yeah, here are the stipulations. Scheduling for week 18. As in prior seasons, the final weekend of the season, the scheduling for Saturday, Sunday afternoon, the Sunday night games is not assigned. The schedule for week 18 will be announced at the conclusion of week 17. Well, the conclusion would be Monday Night Football.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't that seem a little late? Maybe they'll announce the Saturday games before Monday Night Football.
So you might not know if you are, but it says the conclusion.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You can't wait till Monday night to, maybe the teams will know, but the public won't know. I'm just trying to
figure
this out.
Here's a better question. Who's the Monday Night Football game
that is
week?
A great question.
Let's go to NFL Ops. NFL Ops says the Monday Night Football game that week, tis the Rams and Falcons.
Okay, so
theoretically,
you could know before that
game. Theoretically, the Falcons could find out on a Monday night after their game that. No, well, they wouldn't be in it anyway. They're
it'd be the Rams. The Rams might find out
the
Monday
Rams
night.
Might, but the Rams aren't playing somebody of massive consequence. They're playing the Cardinals.
Yeah, also.
So I doubt the Rams go from a Monday night game to a Thursday.
Or, no, there's no Thursday night football.
I mean, not Thursday, to
but
a Saturday.
Saturday.
Sorry.
No, you're right. You're right.
Brain. Words, mouth. Okay, so I don't think the Rams would be playing on a Monday night against the Falcons on December 29th and then finding out they have one even fewer day and playing on a Saturday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
No, I think you're right. I think basically after Bears 49ers, we'll know what's going on. Because that's the last game of consequence in Week 17, is the Sunday night game. As you said, the Rams and Falcons aren't involved in games that are high-profile enough. Well, the Rams will be involved if they're like playing for the one seed or playing for the NFC West, but their matchup isn't as paramount as Seahawks 49ers.
So what we're telling you is we're going to keep like trying to figure this out and stressing about it until the conclusion of the Rams-Falcons game.
Well, here's the question I want to pose to you and to everybody out there listening right now. Are you comfortable with the idea of the Bears playing three straight primetime games?
Hell yeah.
Like at night?
Bring it. I mean, the temperatures might be unbearable. We're talking a lot about Sunday's game. Saturday night might be just as bad.
Right. So what I'm saying, no, next Saturday's supposed to be warmer.
By how much?
It's like in the 20s or 30s.
Didn't you just tell me that 48 hours is really the only way you can forecast?
Well, kind of, sure. But temperature-wise, it should be pretty good. It's the whether it's going to snow or not, or how windy it's going to be, or just how cold it's going to be.
Yeah, all of that factors in. And the fact that it's at night, which means the temperature is going to drop.
But you would welcome three straight. You want the spotlight on the Bears three straight weeks in a row? You want to stay up late doing the stuff we do associated with Bears content and everything else?
I stay up late anyway. The problem is I just don't get to my post-game publishing duties fast enough.
Well, there you go.
But when it comes to the other part of it, yeah, I mean, this is what good teams do. Good teams get flex. Good teams play in prime time. This is the third biggest market in the country. Shouldn't they be a part of this?
No, they should. I just wonder which one the NFL is going to look at and say, these are the two Saturday games, and this is the Sunday night game. That's what my question is.
815 wants to know how many actual football fans care about the AFC South. Are you over 40? You might care about Philip Rivers. And at one point, we talked about the career arc of C.J. Stroud being something that could mirror a Bears quarterback career arc. So when I consider all of that, I think the AFC South is still compelling.
Well,
it's not the NFC South.
By the time that game rolls around,
it's not the NFC East.
How about this, Layla? By the time that game rolls around, the Texans could honestly be the front runner for AFC representative in the Super Bowl. That's how well they've played football since their 0-3 start.
Mike Florio said that yesterday. I think Mike has some sort of conceptual issue with the Bills. A couple years ago, he thought the Bills window was closed.
I have a conceptual window, or excuse me, a conceptual problem with the Bills. I also believe that their window is closed.
Our segment, by the way, brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is In the Hunt with Rahimi Harrison Grody as we examine what right now looks like an incredible Sunday to end the season. There's a lot that can happen, of course, between now and then. That's 4 weeks away. But when you consider all of the excitement that could happen and six games that could decide who wins a division in the league, pretty incredible stuff. I think the league must have known Cowboys and Giants wasn't going to be that consequential. Cowboys might be playing for a playoff berth there, but I have a feeling they're going to need more than that. They're going to need help if they want to get in. Because as we mentioned, I'm thinking the two divisions that have multiple playoff qualifiers are in the West and the North.
When you think about the Bears' lens and understanding that if they don't win the division, they'll be on the road. And let's say they finish with the 5 seed and they got to go play the NFC South champion. Wouldn't you rather a trip to Carolina over a trip to Tampa?
Yeah, Tampa Bay's home field advantage is significant. You'd probably rather play Carolina anyway, just because Baker Mayfield can be clutch for you. And we don't necessarily know what this Panthers team is going to be like in a possible playoff.
I feel like it's inexperience on inexperience in terms of quarterbacks getting first shots to do big things in the playoffs. That's a much more inviting contest than been there, done that, and embarrassed plenty of teams. I remember when they blew out the Eagles a few years ago at home. They do well with the NFC South usually in game one.
Yeah, and I think that you can easily regain form, even though Tampa's had their fair share of injuries, too. People can get healthy in time for the playoffs.
And then the Seahawks, 49ers, you don't have any interest in going to either of those places.
Yeah, you talk a lot about not wanting to go to Santa Clara, and I'm like, you have to mention whether or not you're talking about the regular season game that is scheduled or the Super Bowl.
It is the regular season game. It is the one closest. Just like a pronoun in a sentence, it's referring to the thing closest. Listen, the Seahawks, 49ers, throw the Rams in there. The Bears have no interest in making a trip to any of those places to start a playoff run.
Well, that's it. You want to try to control as much of your own destiny as possible.
You know how you do that the best? Win the rest of your games, win the NFC, and play two games to get to the Super Bowl at Soldier Field. I know, you think I'm crazy. But
home field advantage in the NFC. That would mean the Bears are a better team than the Rams or the Seahawks.
No, it would just mean the Bears.
Do you expect that arc to happen between now and then?
It doesn't mean the Bears are a better team than either of those teams. It means they have a last place schedule and they have taken advantage of it. That's what that would mean. I've already started thinking about next year and the fact that they've got to play NFC South and AFC East teams. And outside of the Jets, I don't really have any interest in seeing the Bears have to go on the road to, say, I don't know, New England or Buffalo.
The Bears had they were in last place, but the flip side of it was they did have a ridiculously strong strength of schedule. It got easier because of various issues like injuries and the like, but it was not supposed to be as, it wasn't supposed to be as easy as it has been.
No, like the Commanders were supposed to be a much better team than what we've seen how it's played out.
The Bengals were supposed to have Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and the Ravens said, we don't care, we'll give you what we got. Snoop.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley did beat the Bears, but all of this comes into play. It's just, when you look at that slate, what's the game you think is most likely right now as it stands to take that Sunday night primetime spot?
Ravens Steelers.
You have an affinity for the Steelers.
Well, no. The Bengals are almost, like, what need to happen for the Bengals to be in it in Week 18 is very, very extreme. So that is the most likely win and you're in playoff situation, because I don't think either of those teams can get in as a wild card. So Sunday Night Football has had a history of putting win in your end games in that specific spot, and a division title on the line, that rivalry, star power. Yeah,
Seahawks and 49ers would be my guess, but you're right, that's just, that likely will be, you're deciding who wins the division, not necessarily win in your end.
Also, East Coast bias, so Ravens Steelers.
That's fair. I think just also Steelers audience, when you look at it. I don't know, Bears and Lions might be the move.
That's what I'm saying. That's still a possibility.
You might have either the 49ers or the Bears playing back-to-back Sunday night games.
Ben Johnson, old team. This time it means more than it did at the start of the season in game two. That's a story right there.
I feel like we got to get Mike Tirico on the phone and get him to tell us if they've let him know, you know? Like, is there a chance?
Who's it going to be, Mike?
Mike, we know you got Chicago connections. Come on now. Tell us what you know for your friends in the media over here.
Chicago's definitely the best location if you're trying to get out and do some things of these cities. It's Denver, it's Houston, it's Pittsburgh, it's Santa Clara,
I mean,
regular
season. Speaking
of
winning your end, though, could it be the fate of the Packers? Knowing that, but I don't think people are going to watch the Vikings. Like, so it's got to be.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's got to be two good teams.
Exactly.
Oh, it probably does come down to Ravens Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You just want Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night, don't you?
Or Bears-Lions. Or Bears-Lions, but I that's a lot of attention.
You know what? I think he's a fan of the league, and he might have some fun with this. We should ask Church what he thinks.
Okay.
Even though he's a Vikings fan, he's plugged in. He'll get it.
He has flown his white flag for the season for his team.
That he has, but not his fantasy football team. Paul Charchian, our fantasy football expert, joins us next. I'm Rahimi Harrison Grody to get you ready for your fantasy football weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.